Good evening, ladies and, of course, degenerates. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Thursday, September 14th, 2023. I'm your host, Matt. I'm here, as I am every single week, with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Steve. Steve, how is it going, and how was the weekend of golf?
Maddie, the weekend of golf was really good until the rain came on Sunday, but we managed to get through, and we're back ready to swing them again.
Man, that's a lot of, like, 50-some holes in 3 days.
That was enough.
It was enough, yeah. That's too many, man. I need about 14 and as many beers, and I'm done.
We had a few beers also.
Yes, good man, good man. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every Wednesday, sometimes Thursdays, depending. We go through the week's slate of NFL and college games, do research, analyze the trends, coaches, weather. We do our homework, is what Uncle Steve makes me do. The only issue is, as a general rule, we stink. And last week was no different. On the podcast, Steve went 3-2. I went a steaming pile of 1-4. So together, that is 4 out of 10. And Steve, do the math for me.
40%.
40% going against us is 60%. That's pretty darn good. We didn't stop there, though. We tweeted out our Circa Millions picks on Sunday morning. We had already won the Thursday night game. So of the picks that we tweeted out on Sunday morning, got all four of those incorrect. So there we go. that would make a really shitty 31% on the week.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. So we were originally dreaming up this show. Our audience would probably get really bored of hearing me ramble, drink my beers, and listen to Steve. So we decided to bring on guest pickers. And this week, we have our initial guest picker of the season. And it's somebody everybody's familiar with because he has kicked off our season 3 years in a row. Ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate degenerate, Jason from Norfolk, Nebraska. How the hell you doing, man?
Gentlemen, it's nice to be back. The season is among us. It's the greatest season of the year. It's 83 degrees in the heart of Nebraska, so life is good.
Very good. And did you make the trek out to Las Vegas, get your Circa Millions, Circa Survivor, Westgate, all of those put in?
I did. I did. Okay. And as you aptly described me, I am a degenerate. I had 5 survivors. I'm down to 3. That was fun. Damn. And I think I had 6 or 7 Circa Millions.
Wow. There we go. That is why we have you on each year to kick our show off. So as we always do, we're going to start with our guest. Where are you going to start us off tonight, Jace?
All right, guys. I'm starting in the pros.
Oh,
there we go. And I'm going with the mad scientist, Bill Belichick, New England, +3.
New England +3. All right. And that's they're at home, right?
It's an absolute walk. They beat the Eagles last week. I mean, technically they didn't, but they really did. They outplayed the Eagles, outgained the Eagles, and but for a holding call and a 2-point conversion, they cover that 5-point spread.
That's the angle. All right. I got you. I needed a little more information to even follow you.
Listen, just take it to the bank. You guys went 1-4. So I know these NFL picks are foreign to you guys.
Yes.
But if you want a winner, play the Patriots this week.
Patriots this week +3. Is that correct?
Yep. That's right.
All right. We got you locked into it. Uncle Steve, where are you going to start us off? I know not in the NFL.
No. Just a quick note, I went back through the archives, and Jason in the last 2 years, they combined 8-4-1, so that's 67%. So
there we go.
Listeners might want to follow him a little bit.
Yes, that is why we have him on to start, and then we go downhill from there. Where are you going, Steve?
I'm going to go with UMass at Eastern Michigan, 1 o'clock game on Saturday. UMass opened the season with a win at New Mexico State. Thought maybe their shittiness was over. But since then, in their last two games, they've given up 50 points per game. Offense is scoring 21 points a game. Doesn't get it done. Eastern Michigan, they played Minnesota pretty tough last week. Their offense is pretty stagnant. They rely on the run game a lot. They've got a really good running back. Their D only gives up, 24 a game. I'm going with Eastern Michigan -7 here.
Yes, PJ could not cover versus Eastern Michigan. So Eastern Michigan seems like they got a little fire in them. You are going Eastern Michigan +7.5. Is that what you got?
-7.
-7. Whoa. Yeah, I got that flip-flop. All right, man. That's why you have your legal spreadsheet. All right, I'm going to start off at the Georgia Southern at Wisconsin game. Wisconsin is an 18.5 point favorite, over under 64.5. Georgia Southern's coming into Madtown fresh off of two wins. They scored 34 points in week one, 49 points in week two, and are averaging 500 yards a game. Wisconsin, on the other hand, is coming off a complete disaster of a loss to Washington State last week, losing by 9 as a 5.5 point favorite. They coughed the ball up 3 times, passed the ball 40 times, and only rushed it 27, I believe. So this one's easy to me. One would think that Madtown is a place where Wisconsin covers the spread all the time. They got the shoe, they got the crazy lights. But in the last 5 years, Wisconsin covers 43% of the time at home. They only cover 50% of the time on the road, but 43 at home. Georgia Southern is one of the best teams in the country covering the spread after they win the week before. They are 21-14 in their last 35 following wins. So I'm going to take Georgia Southern covering that 18.5.
This is their first ever meeting. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Yep. More of a reason they're going to just walk into Madtown and, okay, they're not going to win, but they're going to cover that 18.5.
I like it. They're 3-1 the last year against a double-digit dog. So
Nebraska doesn't count.
we don't count. Never count Nebraska in any stat that you use for trends. So
On a side note, have you been to Wisconsin for a game?
I've not.
It's a blast.
It is. I need to get over there. It's a decent little drive, and I have some people there I should go visit. So,
yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Okay, I'm going college next, guys. Fresno State -3 against Arizona State. Fresno State -3. They're 7-2 against the spread versus the Pac-12. Since 2017.
Ooh. They are covering that number, -3.
Yep.
Number, all right. I got you down for that one. Steve, how about you?
Oklahoma at Tulsa. 2:30 kickoff, 28.5 and 59.5. Oklahoma, Dylan Gabriel's playing pretty well so far this year. They had a tough game last week against SMU, but I think SMU's a pretty good non-Power 5 team. Their defense still has some holes in it, though. Tulsa, they picked up the former offensive coordinator at Ohio State, and he was coach at Indiana for a while, Kevin Wilson, I believe. Their defense is going to give up points. Their offense is going to score a little bit. I'm going over 59.5 here.
Ooh. Over 59.5.
Tasty. Yes.
My only over under pick of our entire podcast career did not hit last week. All right. I am going to, man, they're going to start calling me Big Ten Matt, apparently. I'm going to go Penn State minus 14.5 on the road at Champaign, Illinois, over under 48.5. Penn State has started out on fire. They are looking good. They're in the top, what, 6-7? They're outscoring their opponents 101-22. Got themselves a quarterback who is playing really well. They have scored 30-plus points in 9 straight games dating back to last year. The last 7 games of last year, 2 this year, 9 in a row of 30 or more. Under James Franklin, this is since 2014. They are the best team in the nation covering the spread after a win. Georgia Southern, 5th. James Franklin, 1st. 67% of the time they cover after they win. And they're covering that number by an average of 6.1 points. So this seems easy. One would think I'm going Penn State here. But for the second week in a row, I'm going to take a total. Penn State's averaging 50 points per game. Illinois is giving up 30, and they are averaging 26. That is more than 48.5. So I'm going with the overs on this game.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at you. Second ever total.
Yeah, outside my comfort zone is where we are.
Just stick to Iowa unders. Just Iowa unders, blanket, play that every week.
Probably would be more successful than I am at this thing.
Great brand of football.
Yep. All right, Jace, how about you?
All right, go back to the NFL. We're going Houston Texans. Rookie coach gets to come home. They're getting 1 against the Colts. Houston plus 1. Their defense is dominant. They were dominant last week. Play Houston plus 1 before the line moves. It's going to go. They're going to be favored by the time it kicks off.
Wow. Did you just say you're taking the Texans?
Darn right.
All right. All right. I love it. I'm not even going to argue. Won't do it. All right, Steve.
All right. We're going to go Washington at Michigan State, 4 o'clock kickoff. 16.5 and 55.5 is the total here. We all know what's going on at Michigan State. Michael Penix has been carving up D's this year. Looks really good. Can throw a great long ball. They haven't played great teams, but their defense is still playing well. I'm taking Washington minus the 16.5.
Washington minus 16.5.
That's real nice. That's real nice. Once that hits 17, I'm all over Sparty.
Ooh,
perfect.
All right. Playing through adversity at 17, but not 16.
That's right. Key numbers. Key numbers.
Very key numbers.
You give out a steaming pile of picks.
Yes, it is. All right. I'm going to go to the backyard brawl. Pitt at West Virginia. West Virginia is favored by 2.5 points. Little bit of information on these two coaches. We've got Neil Brown has been there since 2019. He came from Troy. He was 35-16 in 4 years at Troy, but he's been really shitty since he got to Morgantown. He's 4 games below 500 overall. He's running at a 46% clip against the spread. On the other hand, Pat Narduzzi, 10th season at Pitt. He's averaging 7 wins per year. He did get the hell kicked out of him once in a while. But when he is on the road, he is 67%. Against the number. For some reason, the guy doesn't like to play at home. And he is 41% covering the number when he is at home, 67 away. West Virginia is 60% against the number at home, but I like the 67 all day long over the 60. So I'm going to take Pitt plus 2.5.
Pitt has
that
some
almost
of the
sounds
worst
convincing.
Uniforms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitt has very, what?
Pitt has some of the worst uniforms in the world.
They are terrible. Horrible. Absolutely.
You know, this is the 106th meeting. When you said you were going to talk about this game, I looked it up briefly. The 106th meeting between these two.
Really?
Yeah, that's wow. That's impressive.
It is very impressive because I also looked like in the last, I don't know, like 15 years, they've only met 10. They don't even meet every year. So that is crazy.
That is right. So, this is Pittsburgh's first trip to West Virginia since 2011.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's crazy.
Well, should be a good game. I'm going to watch it.
Well, why wouldn't you? You got to watch everything you play.
Yeah, I try. I got issues. I got issues, Jace. All right. Where are you headed, Jace?
All right, let's go college. I'm going to take BYU plus 9.5 against Arkansas.
BYU plus 9.5 against Arkansas.
Arkansas's had some soft opponents so far. This is the best team Arkansas will have faced so far this year. I know it's early, but I'm taking BYU plus 9.5.
All right. Steve, NFL or college?
No, we're staying college.
No, not quite yet.
We're going to Clemson at 7 o'clock Saturday night against Florida Atlantic. Clemson got their cupcake last week. Easy win. Dabo thinks his offense is back rolling now. Florida Atlantic, AAC with one of their 7 new coaches, Tom Herman. Casey Thompson, a quarterback, 7th, 8th, 9th year player out of Texas, Nebraska.
At least.
They, believe it or not, turned the ball all over a little bit. So I'm going Clemson minus 25 due to the turnover issues.
Oh, a couple defensive touchdowns.
Short apparently, field. Just don't get cleaned up.
Yeah, yeah. But there is that rumor going on in that red state. Let's see. I'm going to go Colorado State, 23-point favorites in Boulder. On Saturday night, and I believe that's Saturday night game. Jay Norvell coming off an initial 3-9 campaign, his first season at Colorado State, opening week, ass beating to Washington State, decided to follow TCU and Nebraska's pregame antics and poke the bear that is Coach Prime and his players. Probably not a great idea when you don't have horses to match the race. Colorado State gave up 450 yards passing to Washington State. Colorado is going to score a 50 burger on these guys, and they are going to cover 23 with these. Colorado minus 23 at home.
You went out on a limb there. Good job.
Great. Lots of homework on that thing. Yeah.
Did you see what Jay Norvell said today?
Yeah. He just stop. Stop. Stop.
That's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, it is. It is. So,
for about one of these 2 days, minutes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. One of these days, Coach Prime is going to stumble, but not this weekend. All right, Jace, you got one more for us?
I got one more, guys. Going back to the NFL, my trifecta. They're going to, after the Monday night embarrassment to the backup quarterback 4 plays into the game, I'm taking the Buffalo Bills. I don't know what the number is. I saw it 8.5. It might be up to 9.5. As long as it's under 10, I'm taking them.
Anything under 10.
When Buffalo wins, they win big. When they lose close. Yeah. Buffalo gets right this week and covers 8.5, 9.5.
All right. I got you down for that.
He doesn't care about the number, he says.
He doesn't even care about the number unless it gets to that important.
As long as it's under 10. That's right.
All right. Where are you finishing, Steve?
Well, we'll skip over the NFL. We got Seattle and Detroit, 4.5 and 47.5. Everyone jumped on Seattle earlier in the preseason. They revamped their defense, but come to find out, Geno Smith probably was a one-year wonder. Detroit revamped their defense and looked pretty good against the Chiefs. We're going to go Detroit -4.5.
Detroit covering that spread at home. And a little extra nugget there. Detroit, since 2021, 77% against the spread at home.
There you go.
That's because they were massive underdogs for a majority of those spreads.
They're covering the number, man. That's all we care about, right?
Look at you guys. You're on the Detroit bandwagon. I love it.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
They only scored 14 offensive points last week.
They did. They
I think the Cowboys did too, but they still won by 40.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? That was a curb stomping. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that was an ugly game. All right, I'm going to give my only NFL pick as well. It's tonight's game, Philadelphia at home -6 versus the Vikings. Since that same 2021, Philadelphia is 64% second in the NFL, only next to the Lions, at covering at home. They have Minnesota. They have non-prime Kirk Cousins, 48% covering the number since 2020. On the road, I am going Philadelphia -6. Any last nuggets, Jace?
Well, I've already placed my Vikings bet +6.5, so I hope you're wrong.
There you go. So I'll mark you down because I'm guessing, you know, one of us will. For sure, one of us will be right, and I'm guessing it probably is going to be you.
Loser buys a six-pack.
Hey, I'm in.
Next time we're in Vegas. My closing remark, if you have a survivor pick, I would go with the Giants against the Cardinals.
There we go. All right. Jace, any parting words from you, Steve?
Nope, just be sure to check out. Maddie will tweet out our Circa picks on Saturday, and we know where those end up. So
there we go. Absolutely. All right, Jess. Thanks.
Sunday's catch up day for you guys.
It is catch up day. We'll tweet out those Circa picks, and 1-4 for the week. We were. So, Jace, thank you for coming on. We will see you hopefully very soon, one of these days. Uncle Steve, it was real.
I agree. Always. Gentlemen. Always enjoy it. Thanks a lot. Good luck with the pod.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care.
Take care. As I say in the investment world, past performance is not a guarantee of future results. But as I say in the real world, if you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night and good luck.